You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Sight Loss Council Cymru is holding a series of local action groups across Wales this summer. To explain more, I'm joined now by Anita Davis, Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager. Anita, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thanks. And yes, it's great to be here again.
Well, first of all, Anita, give us an update on how the Sight Loss Councils have been going since the launch earlier this year.
Well, actually, it's been going really well. I'm really, really pleased with it so far. The Sight Loss Council representatives have met now each month since February. They have decided upon their priorities. So they've got six priority areas. One is around health. The other one is around transport. One is around the built environment. And the built environment consists of things like A-boards, safer streets, being apart, cars on pavements, overgrowth, and kind of chairs and tables. The types of things that prevent us from being able to walk up the street safely, whether that be a town centre or your residential areas. And then we've got sport, and then we have also got a campaign around vehicles on pavements, and then the tactile paving campaign. And the reason we've picked tactile paving is because we feel that there is a lack of awareness, not only for the general public, but also for people with sight loss themselves. You know, there seems to be so many people with sight loss who don't know what tactile paving is, the different types of tactile paving, how they can use it. And of course, in the wider general public, you know, we tend to find that cars park over tactile paving, or that, you know, whether it be a street vendor, you know, puts their tables and chairs on it, or their A-boards, and, you know, and generally that there is a lack of awareness around why they're there and the purpose of them. So the tactile paving campaign has a variety of strands to it, just like all the others, but the others do really.
And how were those priorities created? Did you find that each of the representatives from across the country came together with similar stories and similar experiences?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because all the representatives have sight loss themselves, and there are currently 19 representatives, they all have a variety of different types of sight loss, from seeing nothing at all to having some perception. And of course, they all come from different backgrounds, different interests, and they're all using their environments in different ways. Some people are very active and out and about and go drive right across the country, and other people, you know, maybe spend more time in their local areas. So I feel that we've got quite a good variety of people on the Sight Loss Council. But of course, it isn't just about their own experience, it's about the experiences that they're gathering from people that they're meeting at the local action groups.
Yeah, and there are a number of local action groups taking place this summer. What actually goes on when you get together and meet?
Now, with the local action groups, they're more sort of locally based, and they're open to anybody who has sight loss or is experiencing sight loss in lots of different varieties of ways, whether it be through physical sight loss, you know, they've developed conditions like glaucoma or macula or cataracts, those kind of those common type conditions and other types, but also for people who maybe had a stroke or a brain injury and have acquired sight loss through other reasons, not just through the physical eye. But it's for them to be able to come and say, look, you know, these are the challenges I'm having, these are the experiences I'm having. And of course, there's lots of other subjects we haven't even touched on around kind of employment, or you know, what happens if you are in employment and you start to lose your sight. But the idea is that people bring to those local action groups their experiences, and then, you know, we bring in each local action group has a theme that's going on in that particular quarter. So they meet every 3 months. We'll be looking at our themes, but wanting to also engage with people around, well, what is important to them. And that is really important, because that's what brings that lived experience to the table for us to be able to feed out to the organisations that we work with.
Well, one of those upcoming meetings is on June the 19th in Swansea. What do you have planned there? How can people get involved?
So that's going to be one of our newer local action groups. It'll be an introductory to that group. And the way you can get involved with that, if you want to come along to the Swansea one, if you contact myself at Wales Council of the Blind, then you can phone me on either 07929 280518, or you can phone the office number, which is a Cardiff number, 02920 473954. You can also email You can email me, it's anita@wcb-ccd.org.uk, or you could contact your local society if that's easier, and you can, you know, whether that be Sight Life or Vision Impaired West Glamorgan, and you can contact us that way, or maybe they can contact you at RNIB Connect if they're not able to take down those contact details.
And whereabouts will you be in Swansea on the 19th of June?
So we're hoping to be in the St David's Community Church, which is by the collaboration station. It's the old St David's Community Centre. So we'll be in that building, but we will, because we'll be providing a buffet lunch, we'll need people to let us know that they're attending, so we know what the numbers are. And of course, we have got other ones going on. If you're in those areas, we got on the 5th of June, we've got one now up in North Wales in Llandudno Junction. So there's about 5 spaces left on that one if people are interested. And then on the 22nd of June, there's one in Hawdda in Carmarthen. So those are for the people who lives in the Hawdda area, the region. And there is one on the 24th of June in Cwmtaff, and that will be in Pontypridd in the museum. And there will be also one in Powys, which will for Powys area, and that'll be in the Metropole Hotel in Llandudno Wells on the 5th of August. So the only area that we don't, the only two areas we don't currently have an official local action group for is Cardiff, and that one will be starting in September. And then we've also still got the Neither One Bear the One to start up. So by September, we will hopefully have all 7 regions set up with a local action group.
That's it. Lots of great information, lots of fantastic upcoming events. Where can we find more information on each of those upcoming local action groups and more on the work of sight loss councils in Wales as well?
So you can either go to the Wales Council for the Blind website. You can also go, if you're on social media, you can go to the Sight Loss Council Cymru Facebook page, and I can send anybody who struggles with that, I can send them a link so they can access that page easily. You also can go to the Thomas Pocklington Trust website, and you can find out more information there.
Anita Davies, Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager, we wish you the best of luck for all the upcoming meetings, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Howell. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.